Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the 2023 NECUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Phil Dupree from Origins. Phil, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's great to see you.
I'm great to see you as well. I'm asking everybody how the conference is going, even though it's just kind of starting out.
Yeah, it's great. Of course, I'm on the board, so
well, even better.
You know, I'm kind of helping plan that, but you know, having over 500 attendees is a great attendance. And of course, we had the Underground on Monday, and we're partners with them, so that was another great opportunity to kind of network, if you will.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities here for sure, and record-setting attendance this year as well, so congrats on that. So.
Yeah, I think people, with the pandemic, I think getting a chance to get out and be with people again, it's refreshing for us,
for sure. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Phil, what's on the docket here that you guys wanted to share? Because you talked about something about high interest rates and how you guys are working with.
It's really been a crazy year, hasn't it?
A little bit.
From
and
a,
we're only
a
in
change,
March, April.
Right, with all the changes in interest rates, and for us, liquidity is a big issue.
Yeah.
We've been talking to clients, and we counsel them that in the indirect business, which is a big portfolio for us, is that somebody might have the tendency to kind of pull back or pull out, and if they don't have that liquidity, and again, they have to manage the balance sheet effectively, but our counsel would be, don't pull out of the market, because dealers will move their financing to someone else, and when you come back, you'll end up having to buy your way back in, if you can get back in. So, I would say be measured about how much you pull back so that you don't lose that, because we all know it's cyclical, right? I don't know how long the next cycle will be, but there will be a next cycle.
Oh, I agree. So is that a trend that you're seeing, or credit unions are thinking about pulling back a bit, or what are you guys seeing out
again,
there?
We have a big platform, so we have pretty good visibility in, and we are definitely seeing a pullback on volume. We're seeing it March probably more significant than the first couple of months. And again, that's natural if you have liquidity challenges. Again, we just want you to be measured about that. The other thing with liquidity is that folks have long-term investments. And so as that liquidity becomes available, they can come back in and loan more.
Exactly.
And our counsel is, don't get out.
Yeah. Stay there. Stay the course, if you will.
This business is relationships, right? I worked for Otter Nation as an executive for 17 years. That's a relationship business.
Yeah.
Credit union business is relationship. And if you pull out, you will lose some of that relationships that you've built over the years.
And so reiterate what you have to do if you do pull out. Do you have to almost start from scratch again?
Well, you'll find that if you've got to get the attention of the dealers, right?
Okay.
So typically finance is one way to do that.
Yeah.
So if you're paying a reserve, say a typical reserve, 1.5-2%, if you come back to the market, everybody else is kind of filled in and taking up those loans, so you got to pay more.
You've got to
do something to get those dealers' attention. And so, again, build a relationship, stay with the folks that are loyal to you, and then when the cycle comes back, or when you get your balance sheet in a different order, come back to the market strong.
Do you have any anticipation when things will get back?
I wish I did.
What's your crystal ball saying?
I could be a rich guy if I could plan for that market.
Wouldn't we all?
I would love to know that. But again, you kind of look out in the near future. Rates went up again recently. I really wondered, with all the banking challenges, if they would do that.
They
were tempered, right? A quarter point. But, we need that inflation to get in check, and then hopefully the Fed will stand down on the interest rates.
I'm here in Q4. I've heard that.
Again, maybe that's the optimist in this, right?
The rumor mill,
I don't believe it's going to be Q2.
We see
too much going on.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that a couple of quarters things settle down.
Yeah, I agree. What else do you have there on your notes,
Of the things that I wanted to share, and we talk to our clients and we have questions about, hey, in a year, maybe when lending is a little bit less volume, maybe not as crazy as the old mortgage days, that this is the time to really build whatever you need to build for the future. So as we have a loan origination system, right? Origins, origination experience together. And a lot of clients were not willing to look at new platforms, because when in mortgage, when there was so much volume, they were just barely keeping up.
I know.
Well, this year, I would tell you, this is the year, this is the time. Go do that research. Find the best in class and work on those transitions now. You have more time.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, well, gosh, I don't need it today. Mm-hmm. But you really have to plan for the future. So use your time wisely so that you can figure out who is the best in class, what platform right. should you be using for the future.
I've been hearing that a lot as well. Now's the time to build, to prepare for when things get back to somewhat normality,
yeah.
whatever that means these days. But
yeah,
but now's the time to build and do that, like you said, do that.
Yeah, you have more time today, mm-hmm. and you probably have projects, right? Most of our clients we talk to, they've got projects on the backlog that they're just waiting, and sometimes people will wait. It's like, well, I don't really have the business
mm-hmm.
yet,
mm-hmm.
but that's the time.
It'll come.
To prepare
yeah,
for that.
It'll be here for sure, yeah. All right, sir. Anything else to add on
Let
your list?
Let me see if I've got
I
anything
think you probably
else.
Got quite a,
you know what?
The
other thing that I guess I'm really proud of, and as you know, we were nominated for CUSO of the Year.
Well done,
tomorrow
sir.
We'll find out kind of who the winners
news.
Are.
Yeah.
But that's a big honor for us. You know, for Origins, we had the best year in the 25-year history.
Mm-hmm.
So
congrats.
22, we pivoted from, you know, we pivoted back to consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the areas that our clients have been telling us for a while that we really need to kind of bolster is our APIs and our partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably seen some of the press releases.
Oh, yeah.
Informed IQ will really help with efficiency. Eltrepre and others, you know, we're really working to have that structure. Yesterday at the Underground, you heard people say, I want best in class.
Yeah.
Well, APIs allow you to connect to whoever mm-hmm. is best in class.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know,
yeah.
we did an investment. We're an investor for Zest AI.
Yeah.
I'm big partners for them. Artificial intelligence is coming to lending, or it's,
oh,
here,
it's here.
But, you know, I think everybody's looking to be a little bit more efficient. And how can I get a better loan ratio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Automatic approvals or, you know, kind of decisions are critical, and especially in the indirect business,
yeah.
right? If
yeah.
you're delayed or you refer, potentially that member will get financed somewhere else because
yeah.
the dealer's gonna get that car rolling
yeah.
on the street.
Yeah. If it's not happening at your credit union, it's happening somewhere else.
It
sure.
is.
They're gonna go
it
somewhere.
Is. You're gonna lose that business.
Indeed, sir. Alrighty, Phil. Anything
All right.
else to add?
No, that's it.
All right.
We're really proud.
We got
Thank you
your
for
whole
time.
Laundry list there.
We did.
Good deal.
Thank you.
All right, Phil, thank
All right,
you
man.
So much.
Thank you.
Everybody, Phil Dupree, Origins, go check him out doing some good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.